Neighborhood Voice explores community issues through the lens of local residents. We've spent time talking with entrepreneurs about their experiences running small businesses and how they've adapted during the pandemic. Now we're getting local perspectives on COVID-19, the vaccine, and barriers to accessing it. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week I'm joined by Dr. Vanessa Allen McLeod, President and CEO of the Urban League of Northwest Indiana. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so glad to be here and be here in Lake Shore. This is wonderful.
Yes, it's a great studio.
Yes.
And so you're collaborating on a new campaign.
Yes.
To raise awareness around the COVID-19 vaccines. Tell me more about Take Your Shot, right? That's about it.
It's about Take Your Shot. I'm so glad to be here to talk about the vaccine. There's so many people that still have not taken that vaccine, and it's so important that we stress the importance of doing that because it will guard you. It will protect you from catching COVID. Now, many people were nervous about it and said, well, I don't know. Let me see what happens. Maybe a ear will grow out on my forehead or some foolishness they were thinking. None of that happens. When I took the vaccine, my arm was sore for maybe 3 days. But sometimes things affect people differently. So we encourage them to go to their doctors, really, and ask your doctor. But we need everyone to consider, please go get this vaccine. You can get the Pfizer, Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson. And so Urban League has partnered with Community Health Net. Dr. Seabrook has opened all of her offices in order for people to just come in and get the shot. We've also partnered with Community Advocates of Northern Indiana with Tracy Lewis. Mm-hmm. And the Urban League has promised to give a $50 food card for those people. Look, I got all eyes on me now. Mm-hmm. When I said $50 food card, yes, we're going to give you a $50 food card to Strachan Van Til's if you go this month and get that shot taken.
And they can get the shot taken anywhere. It doesn't have to be at Community Health Net, but we're encouraging people to go to a Community Health Net site since they're partnering on
exactly,
this.
Exactly, exactly. I'm sure that people are aware that Methodist Hospitals are administering the shot, as well as Merrim Healthcare. Any facility that you can get the vaccine from, you can do that, and we're honoring that. We're honoring that. So the next question I'm sure you're going to ask me, Erica, is, well, where do they go to get the card? Don't go to Strachan Van Til's. Come to the Urban League office. The Urban League office is located 3101 Broadway, Gary, Indiana. And you can call me for more information, and that number is 219-887-9621. So anytime this month, you can go get the shot. You will get a $50 card. Now, if you get the Pfizer or the Moderna, you know, that's a two-part mm-hmm. shot. So say, for instance, you go this week. You're listening to me this week, and you take your child who is 12 years old or older mm-hmm. to get the shot. We know that you can't get the second shot probably until August. Just either come to my office and get the first $25 card, and when you come back and get the second shot, come back and get it, or just wait and bring the card to me in August, because it will show that you took your first shot in July mm-hmm. and your second shot in August, and we will honor that, no questions asked.
So you'll do that for the parents, and if the parents take their children who are 12 or older,
it is one card per family, but in some cases the parents have already taken their shots mm-hmm. but school is about to begin.
Yes, it is.
You know, so parents are encouraged, and I'm not sure if it's mandated, I'd have to leave that to the school district, but parents are encouraged to take their child to get the shot. So if they do that, yes, they can come to my office, bring that card, and they will get a Strachan Van Til's $50 food card.
Yeah, and $50 can go a long way. And Strachan Van Til is such a great community partner, and I know they've been out there trying to promote vaccine awareness and helping out with the food bank too, and they do so much. So I'm glad that you're working with a local grocer as well.
Yes.
And trying to get people out to their local grocery store, too?
You know, the Urban League just believes in collaboration. We work with Strack and Van Til. We work with Community Health Net. We work with so many. And you know we work with Legacy. Mm-hmm. Legacy has been a strong supporter in the community in order to advance these types of opportunities to the community.
Yeah, and there have been, I think, a number of incentive programs that have come out. I think we saw Cleveland Cliffs, formerly Arcelor, put out an incentive program for their employees. Mm-hmm. And I know Franciscan, I just read in the paper, just issued a mandate for all of their employees to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So what is it about, why do you think people need an extra incentive to get the vaccine when we know all the data is out there that says get it for your health, but why do you think there needs to be that extra incentive?
Sometimes if you dangle the carrot, that helps me make a decision. If I had the opportunity to get a $50 food card, I would take advantage of that because we know that there are families out there that could use that right about now. So incentivizing the opportunity to take that vaccine only encourages people more so to do it. I hate that we have to do it, but we're going to do whatever we have to do to stay protected and to stay healthy. The vaccine, we've seen it. We've seen the death. Mm-hmm. And right now, Erica, I think you know that the Delta variant is on the move, is on the rise. And to my understanding, the people that are sick from the Delta variant right now are ones that have not taken the shot.
Yes, that's who we're seeing end up in the hospital, right? That's what data is showing us, that those who are really getting sick, those who are ending up in the hospital, are the people who are unvaccinated.
True. But I still wear my mask.
Still wear your mask. We have our masks on.
We do. We have our mask on right now while we're in the studio. And I'm glad that organizations and entities like Lakeshore and others are still asking you. They're still saying, they have a sign on the door, a mask is required. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Even though I've been fully vaccinated myself, and I'm sure many that I'm around have been fully vaccinated, but I'm still wearing the mask because you don't know who has not been vaccinated. And there are people walking around without the mask on, and I'm just a little nervous.
Right, because we don't know. It's the honor system. When we go into a store or we go into other public spaces where we're working with the public, even our own offices, I'm sure the Urban League office, Legacy Foundation office, that are open for the public to walk in. And we want to protect ourselves and our staff members.
Right.
And so wearing the mask when you feel like you're in a close space or you're unsure if there's someone who's vaccinated is still encouraged.
It's a full, should I say, process. You come into the Urban League office and there's a big stop sign. Stop. Don't move. No. Then you have to sanitize your hands. Then you come over and then we take your temperature. So we're still doing those precautionary measures when people enter our office. And then we have marks on the floor, you know, just to space people out. Because, you know, we do a number of things at the Urban League, like, you know, the taxes. Mm-hmm. We give out scholarships. So we had people coming in for that. So we follow the same routine that's out there. Please wear your mask, disinfect, wash your hands, and we're taking temperatures.
And I want to touch on some of the events that you just mentioned, your scholarship event and the tax assistance. Mm-hmm. And so this year and last year, I'm sure you operated differently. Were you able to do your scholarship event this year and last year?
Or? It was very different, but we were able to pivot. Last year, the scholarship fair was held virtually. You know, usually, and I'm sure you're aware, usually we have over 1,000 high school graduating seniors that come from all over Lakeport and LaPorte County, and we're in one large location. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do that, so we pivoted and we held the scholarship fair virtually, but we were still able to offer over $200,000 to students because they signed up and they came on and they submitted their information to the various colleges that were presenting. In terms of the Diversity and Inclusion Awards presentation, we were able to present those awards at Purdue University Northwest. Or do they call it Purdue University Northwest?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because I used to call it Purdue Cal, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, it's right. So we were able to present those awards there at Purdue University Northwest. But again, it was during COVID. But we were under strict mandates to wear masks. You sit over there. I sit 6 feet away from you, on and on. Now, this year, we offered scholarships to high school graduating seniors, and we use a system called Community Force. Those students applied, and we gave out over $47,000 worth of scholarships. It was just awesome. In fact, we have a number of scholarships that we've given to students, and we still have two that are open, and it's called the Returning Adult Student. If you are going into nursing and you're over 25 years old, there's $1,000 that you can receive, like right now, yesterday.
So important. Those returning adult scholarships, I love the non-traditional scholarships.
Yes.
Because they really serve those students who life maybe just it was they weren't ready to go into college right after high school.
Right.
Or they chose a different path, and this still encourages them to continue their education
it
and
does.
Finish it at whatever age
whatever
is best
age.
For them.
Whatever age. So we have the $1,000 for nursing, returning adult students. And then we just have a general scholarship of $1,000. You can be going into any subject. You can major in any subject. It could also be a trades or a certification program, just as long as you can verify that you've been admitted to that university, to that college, or that specialized school. There's $1,000 out there. For those students, should I say young people, over the age of 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still students. Still
yes,
students.
And yes. Yes.
Maybe not. They young at heart and young in age.
Right? Exactly. I wish I had this help when I went back because I was mm-hmm. a late bloomer. You know, I took the scenic route. You know, college wasn't the thing for me. At the time that I graduated, mm-hmm. I thought I could just make a whole lot of money and fly around the country somewhere, but that was not the case. I learned quickly that I needed to have some type of certification or degree. So I didn't start school until I was 26 years old. I didn't earn my associates until I was 30 with two young children. So it goes to show you that we're here to support you, we're here to help you, and we're also here to give you $1,000 if you plan to go back to school.
And I think one of the things that we all adapted to with COVID is being more flexible. And I see that, too, in the education system mm-hmm. that, you know, college courses, instructors, whether they were forced to do it or, you know, they were willing to do it, were able to offer more things online and be adaptive to people's schedules, whether they had to take care of children at home mm-hmm. or sick parents. And I think our society could use a little more of being adaptive to people's schedules because we're not
That's
all
true.
On, you know, a 9-to-5 schedule or, you know, have the free time mm-hmm. to take classes in the evenings. And so I just think that's so important, too, the technology piece that we've increased so much because
we learned.
Of COVID.
Didn't we learn how mm-hmm. to Zoom? I've been Zooming forever and ever. I didn't know what to do, Zoom or what is the other one, Microsoft Teams or Groups. I mean, there's just so many other platforms, but you're right. People learn to adapt to the Zoom sessions mm-hmm. and also know that you could almost work from home mm-hmm. when back in the day they were like, no, you can't work from home. Now, in some cases, people have been more efficient and, you know, the productivity has increased because you are at home. So there were some advantages to the technology, but I still like to be in person. I can't wait. And one of the events that we're going to have is in person, which will be the Diversity and Inclusion mm-hmm. Awards Luncheon. That's coming up in October 20th. And the Scholarship Fair, we're going to be at the Chateau. That's going to be in person. So we're hoping that the schools bring the students like they have done in the past. They mm-hmm. bust them in. And hopefully we won't have as many strict mandates, but I'm still going to require people to wear masks because we're still unsure. Even though it's in October, we're still unsure.
Yeah, and you work so closely with the community. I want to touch on maybe some of the activities that you did throughout the pandemic that helped community members that you serve. So do you want to talk about maybe, you know, the assistance with getting your stipend or
your rent,
we did rental.
Oh my goodness.
You want to touch on some of those?
Yes, absolutely. Because the COVID pandemic shut us down so abruptly, there were so many people that lost their jobs that, you know, many of us living payday to payday were just unable to make it. So we were giving out the food cards and we were assisting with rental assistance anywhere between $250 and $500. We were able to give out some assistance, and people are still hurting. We have a list of, you know, maybe when we get some additional resources, we can definitely share with some other people, give that $250 in rental assistance. But yes, we partnered with a number of organizations. Legacy, for one, supported us with a grant, and you all have always been very supportive. Lake Erie United Way provided us with a grant. We partnered with, I want to say, Faith Farms. We passed out food, and the Gary Housing Authority. We were, when the COVID hit, they shut us down. I think it was around March 17th, somewhere around there. So that summer, we were out in the fields delivering food boxes to elderly people that couldn't come out at all. They were just fearful. We were passing out food down at the Genesis Center and just different places, different churches. So we did a lot of work while serving the community because the need was out there. And a lot of collaboration went into that. Sororities, fraternities. I don't want to even start naming all the fraternities because I may miss one, or sororities. But it was a great time to see everyone come out and support those efforts. We were masked up. We were hot because it was hot. We were picking
summer.
Up. it was hot. We were, you know, knocking on doors saying your food box is right out here. So I'm so glad that we were able to do what we did with so many partners, churches, just so many. And I'm so glad that our marketing person, CWIT PR, was out there capturing that for us. I'm so glad that she could share that information. Anytime we got out, people knew that they could get a food basket or rental assistance by calling the Urban League office.
Yeah, outreach was, it was a challenge, and we tried some new things last year. You know, outreach online was so important.
Yes.
But there are a lot of people who aren't online who, you know, you're trying to get food to or you're trying to get assistance to. And so, you know, being out at community events and knocking on doors is so necessary when we're trying to get assistance out too.
Yes, there's power in both. You know, social media, the youth basically get a handle and say, hey, Ma, did you know they're giving out food? They're giving out this. But we also still have to stay in touch. So we did a lot of faxing to churches and other community agents. We made flyers and we dropped them off in grocery stores. So there was just so much that we were doing to make sure people were stayed informed about the services.
And so I want to ask, did you see an increase in your tax assistance program this year? Because I think there are some, you know, there was some new things happening with our taxes, new money coming out from the government. And so did you see an increase in people needing assistance filling out their taxes? And do you want to talk about the VITA program?
Oh, yes. We saw a large increase. VITA program stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Tresina Jones is our coordinator. And yes to all of your questions. In fact, we were provided a grant from Legacy, actually, to support those people who made less than $12,000. They came to our office in order for us to do their taxes so that the stimulus check could get to them. The government had no way of reaching you if you were a hairstylist and you made less, or if you were a home care person and you just made the minimum amount of money and you didn't have to file taxes legally through the IRS guidelines. There was nowhere for the government to send your money. So we had over 50, 60 people came in just for that. And again, that's why we were working in the office when everything else was shut down. We were in the office and we were letting those people in one by one in order to do their taxes. They were in one room, we were in another. Give me your Social Security. And what, you know, You know, this is how we were doing that, but yeah. We made it happen. We have about 12, 13 volunteers. You have to come in and you're certified through IRS in order to complete the taxes. So those people came in, and again, we worked by appointment only. And I believe we processed 675 taxes this year compared to the 625 last year. So there was a definite increase in that, plus the other non-filers that were able to come in.
Yeah, and that the awareness, too, around non-filers, you know, who really still needed assistance but weren't required to file by the IRS because they made under a certain amount of money.
Yes.
And you know, being able to get their assistance out there, get them their stimulus checks when they really needed it most, I think is just so important.
And we still had a list of people that we couldn't serve because we didn't have enough volunteers. So if anyone is listening, if you're retired or you just want to do something on the side, please call the Urban League office because we need a few more volunteers. And like I said, you're certified through the IRS system, and we do taxes, I think it's on Mondays and Wednesdays. We have some evening hours also. So if you're interested in volunteering to help us, then call our office at 887-9621.
Would you remind me one more time, what's the deadline for getting your food card if you get your vaccine for the Take Your Shot campaign?
The deadline, now watch this, you have to listen closely. Get your first shot this month, anytime in July, whether it's Moderna or Pfizer. If you get your shot this month, the first shot, you may not can get your other shot until August. Bring me your card. You will get the $50 card. The flyer says July 1st through the 31st because we were trying to strong arm you. We were trying to encourage you, go get it right now. But some people are just now listening, so I just want to make sure that they know we will honor that. Just get your shot. If you do the Johnson & Johnson, you know, that's a quick hit it, get it, you got it. Just come see me at 3101 Broadway. And our office is open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 to 3. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 9 to 3, and we're located at 3101 Broadway. So go out, get your shot. Today is what, Wednesday, Thursday? Go get it today. Call Community Health Net or any Methodist hospital, any doctor's office that you can go to. Get that shot, and we will give you that $50 card.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alan McLeod, for sharing about Take Your Shot and all the great services that you offer through the Urban League of Northwest Indiana. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Be encouraged, take the shot, stay safe, and be happy.
That's right. Thank you. And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can visit ourshot219.com for more information about local COVID-19 resources in Northwest Indiana. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.